1077 The Island. I really can't believe that you braved this weather.
You can because you made me.
Well, I didn't make you.
You kind of did.
No, I didn't. I said, yeah, I look forward to our Wednesdays, but travel is not advised.
Oh, so you think I didn't want to stay home?
Well, you have a
stay in
well,
bed.
You have a truck, and you
do.
You have your cute snow boots.
I do. I know, right? My little stocking cap.
It's crazy out there.
It is. And if I didn't want to, and if I thought I couldn't, and I don't live that far from here, but I do have four-wheel drive, and I did need it pretty much the whole way here.
No, it is it's the National Weather Service's travel is not advised. The visibility is so low. It's unreal to look out there and realize tomorrow is the first of spring.
Is it really? As you say to me, let's go on a field trip to Pump Pantry to get popcorn. Even this weather does not stop you.
It's more than just the popcorn. It's the seasoning. No, it's what the popcorn signifies. It makes it feel like festive, and it's fantastic, and it's right there.
I know.
Not that you can see it right now.
No, you can't see anything, and we couldn't. We almost jumped the curb to get back over here.
A lot of power outages, and that includes traffic signals. I'm serious. Stay home if you can. And don't go out unless you have to. See people pumping gas in this weather.
When I came over this morning, I saw a couple people
I would have to be under E to pump gas in this weather.
Yeah. I guess I didn't physically see them pump, but there was two vehicles at the gas.
Tomorrow's going to be 60.
I know.
Almost.
I know.
Get it then.
Yeah. Yesterday, I drank a beer in my driveway in the afternoon. And I'm like, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't wrap my head around it.
No, I know. I mean, we've had it before. I mean, I remember as a kid on the East Coast in April, we got a foot.
What about this morning, though, with the thunder? I am sleeping, and then I'm woke up by thunder, and I'm like, am I dreaming? No,
shaking the house.
Yeah.
And the house getting sprayed with debris, like little branches and garbage.
Yeah, yes.
Now, I feel like there's a pattern here. It seems like high wind and storm seems to happen on my trash day.
It is Wednesday.
Trash
isn't it?
Is all over the neighborhood. I can't even imagine what it's going to look like tomorrow.
Yeah. I put mine in. I have my fence. I put my trash in.
So I put a bungee cord around mine so the top doesn't flip up. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to like that. Because if there's not two guys.
We'll see.
Sometimes there's two guys and sometimes there's one guy. Then he just uses the mechanism to pick it up.
Yeah.
We need to hear from our garbologist about that.
I do know a few. Anyway, so I was in Ravana last night, Music Bingo. It was the second time I was there for Music Bingo. We're going to try to add that into. So the first Tuesday I'll be there for trivia, and then third Tuesday I'll be there for Music Bingo. So it was fun. I enjoy it. It's definitely a good time. I love Ravana. Ravana supports the community. It's great. I love it.
Are you, you're not anywhere tonight?
No, luckily.
Good thing.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, wine, beer, and spirits.
Yep. Hangry's is slotted to be there tomorrow. So, and then Friday I'll be at Fawner again. And Fawner is donating to tables to the Skyline for Sunday. They donate for prizes, so and the other prizes that I have. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a bonus question for us? Can we do that next?
Yes, and I want to talk a little about my Harry Potter thing.
Okay.
I did get it onto your website.
I did see that.
It's pretty lackluster
on the event calendar page.
A lot of my information was not on there,
it's not thorough.
It's not thorough, but I feel like I was thorough when I filled it out. But it is on there, and it's April 26th. So, yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, stick around.
Okay.
Blizzard warning in effect until 2. High wind warning in effect until 7. Closings and delays on 1077theisland.com.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Fran's Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
1077 The Island, your station for real music variety. Thanks for braving the weather, hanging out with me, Lori Lou, here in the guest chair.
That's right.
Nebraska State Fair announcing comedian Brian Regan and the Marshall Tucker Band, two separate indoor shows. I think they're both quality shows there. Brian Regan, great.
Yeah.
Marshall Tucker Band, great. I do, before we get to your bonus question, I do want to mention the only two places that you buy tickets for the Nebraska State Fair, the safest and only places you go, it's NebraskaStateFair.org or eTix. Don't go anywhere else to buy those tickets. With that said, good morning. How do you like the blizzard?
Yeah, it's great. Thanks for the popcorn, though. That does make it a little better. Oh, yeah.
Even the lady at Pump and Pantry, like, really? The popcorn was worth it?
And she was right. She was 100% right.
I love extreme weather, and it's it's right next door. It's not like we had to drive 8 miles.
No. We should have walked and had a snowball fight on the way.
This is snowball weather.
I know. I would give you the consistency.
We can build a snowman. It's super, super wet.
Maybe we should have done that and then used that for a picture.
Well, that's different than getting in a warm, brand new vehicle and driving to get popcorn.
True.
At least you're still experiencing the weather. Me, I'd last 10 minutes out there.
Yeah, experiencing the weather when you have to roll down the passenger window to get the snow off there and all the snow comes inside into my lap. So I do appreciate that.
It's very, very wet snow.
Okay, we got some things to talk about. So,
well, first, let me recap. GI Trivia with Lori Liu at Wine, Beer, and Spirits in Grand Island tomorrow with Hangry's Food Truck.
Yep.
Fonner Park Friday after the horse races.
Yep. Music bingo.
And you have a bonus question?
So, yeah, you want my question? Let's do that. But I need to talk about some other things. Okay, I'm going to do a music one because I know you like the music ones. What singer was Bette Midler's pianist in the 1970s? I'm going to give you multiple choice. I just want to see if you knew off the top of your head.
If you give me multiple choice, I can get it. But I was going to say Barry Manilow.
Oh, you're right.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good.
You are good. You are good.
I thought of a good trivia question for you. I almost called you the other day.
Well, do. Always.
Boz Scaggs. Are you familiar with Boz Scaggs?
I know the name. That is it.
Okay. If you were to play a hit, Breakdown, Dead Ahead, he's got some other songs, really good songs. If you were to play a piece of that and say, basically, who was Boz Scaggs' band before they became their own entity? And the answer is Toto.
Oh.
Steve Lukather and Toto, which reminded me of another question, which is why I was going to call you. Similarly, when studio musicians just keep getting booked together, they kind of become their own band. Who was Linda Ronstadt's band before they?
Oh, I know that.
Before
was
they
it
became
the Eagles?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
good for you.
I know. Look at me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like I'm all knowing. So in Ravana last night, I did music bingo, and so I asked trivia questions throughout too, and I played Cat Scratch Fever. And so my trivia question was, what super group did Ted Nugent form? I believe they formed in 1989. What super group? You know this.
Damn Yankees.
Yeah. But the funny part of that is young people. What's a super group?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
They don't even know what groups are anymore.
Well, he's like, what's the difference between a group
but there's
and
another
a super
Ted,
group?
Here's another Ted Nugent-related trivia question, music trivia. What iconic 70s artist appeared on the Free For All album by Ted Nugent before anyone knew who he was?
Say that again?
Which iconic 70s rock star appeared on the Free For All album by Ted Nugent before this guy was an iconic, and he did appear in an iconic musical movie as well.
David Bowie, I know.
That would be none other than Marvin Lee Adey.
Oh, remember I asked you that the other day.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, of course it's Meatloaf. Last night somebody, that same kid I think, said, who's Meatloaf? I'm like, get out of here. Just go.
I've always been a liner notes reader, and years and years ago, reading the Ted Nugent Free For All, and it says Marvin Adey is singing background vocals on a Meatloaf album. Wow, who knew? And then all of a sudden, now he's got his own iconic albums.
Yeah. Oh, I love Meatloaf. I saw him when he played out here.
You should go to Lee's Family Restaurant.
Yeah, I love that meatloaf too.
That was good.
Like I'm just a meatloaf fan. Okay, so I want to talk about this coming Tuesday. What is that? The 25th, I believe.
It is.
I'll be at Double V for our second night of Music Bingo there. The first time we were there, it was great. I had a great turnout. Food. Make sure to come eat. He's got a $10 pulled pork, smoked pulled pork, and it's fancy. It's got the sauerkraut. What's that? The, you know, coleslaw. Coleslaw on it. And the French fries are so good. And all the other food, we were there the other day, had one of their flatbreads. It was the jalapeno popper. Oh, man. The nachos come out in the can, and then you shake them, and they fall. Really good. Really good food.
Sounds good.
But I really want to talk about April 26th is my big Go Big Give fundraiser event. We are doing a Harry Potter, because I just know those Harry Potter people are out there. I know. Voice for Companion Animals, and I'm donating to them and Grand Generation Center. I'll be at the Grand Generation Center on Friday, too. They're having a lasagna meal, and I'm going to do some.
This Harry Potter event is wine, beer, and spirits?
It is. It is.
And that's the 26th.
April 26th, yes. So
that's a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And we're having a silent auction. Voice for Companion. We've got a bunch of donated baskets, you know, pet stuff with all the pet stuff in them that you can bid on. And I have some other things. We got patio umbrellas. I've got some alcohol-related things. Wine, beer, and spirits donated a few things. So we're going to have some really fun stuff. Wahoo Meats is going to do meat and cheese trays that night for everybody. I'm going to get my sign-up thing on today, tomorrow at the latest, and we'll get people signed up that way. So that'll start at 5. The silent auction, like, you can come in and start looking around, grab a drink. I'm sure there'll be a food truck that night. And trivia will start at 6:30, exactly 6:15. I'll probably talk about some rules, and then we'll get going at 6:30. And we're hoping to be done and buttoned up by 9 o'clock. So, and it's all ages. Bring those younger kids that know they're Harry Potter. We're going to have a contest on who can make the most creative team name display for the middle of the table. And if you want to dress up, we'll have people voting on that as well.
Well, this is something to look forward to, but yeah. It's over a month from now.
It is. I know. We'll talk more about it.
We'll talk more about it. I think you should enhance your description on our event calendar page on theisland.com.
You remember how I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
Well, you did.
I feel like I did.
It doesn't have enough information.
No, I know. So heads are going to roll. No, I'm kidding.
Great Judas Priest song. You ever hear that one?
No.
Yeah, great.
You know, my favorite Judas Priest is Out in the Cold.
Oh, I don't know that at all.
You don't?
No.
Oh, it's a great song. My fellow senior high-ins remember Mr. Stetcher. And back when I was in astronomy class, we would come in and he was always playing Judas Priest. And Out in the Cold, it's great in a planetarium. Sorry, Mr. Stetcher, if I'm getting you in trouble. I'm pretty sure you're retired now, but anyway. Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up later.
Well, we'll listen to it when we close up here. It's fabulous.
Right. Lori Lou, let's keep in touch. Get home safe.
Yeah.
Your Tri-Cities forecast snow mainly before 11 today. Gusting winds up to 70 miles an hour. We're expecting anywhere between 2 to 7 inches. I don't know why there's such a wide range there. I guess it all depends on how heavy the snow continues. Very low visibility, high wind warning till 7 tonight, blizzard warning until 2. Take it slow or don't go out. National Weather Service says travel is not advised. Right now, freezing fog and windy in GI 29. In Hastings, light snow, you got fog, you got wind, it's 33. And in Kearney, you got a thunderstorm in your vicinity and 32. This kind of weather just always feels so festive to me.
Yeah. Because you're weird.
Well, because it's got everything. What else? What's the only thing that's missing, I think, is sleet and hail. But it has every other weather element.
I'm sure it's sleeted.
Yeah.
We don't need the hail, but the rain, that was weird. The thunder.
When I got here, first thing, dark and early this morning, it was rain. It was all rain and thunderstorm. And I thought, well, this is a whole bunch of nothing. In the snap of a finger, snow, and it starts sticking.
Yeah.
Crazy.
When I was coming here. But this bowl of popcorn and my nice cup of hot chocolate, it's been wonderful.
And the company's not so bad, right?
No, the company is fabulous.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, well, that's a given. That should just be a given. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't be here.
See the closings and delays, and they're numerous, 10770island.com. Stay in if you can, and keep it on 1077 The Island. Again, join me tomorrow morning, announcement number 3 with the Nebraska State Fair.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word...
Fransman.
Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F...
Fransman.
...is the only word that is referred to as the F word. Say it loudly and proudly.
The Fransman.
Fransman.
Waking up with Fransman, one-man party in the morning on the island.